new study published in the American Journal of Public Health shows that binge drinking is increasing in many parts of the country, and it's especially common in Wisconsin.
According to the study, which analyzed drinking patterns in U.S. counties between 2005 and 2012, over half of Wisconsin counties are in the top 5% for high binge drinking rates, and Menominee County is the worst in the nation, with 36% of area adults reportedly binge drinking.
With us now is Bill Hazel, Director of Communications with the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, which conducted the binge drinking study. Bill, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks. Really, really great to have me here. Thanks a lot.
Well, can you start by giving us a quick overview? How does Wisconsin look when it comes to problem drinking?
Well, so Wisconsin already has a really high rate of drinking. So about 67% of the population drinks, where the U.S. average is about 56%, and you know, some places are far lower. So you're starting with that as your base, but then you also have a pretty high prevalence of heavy drinking. You have 12% of the population as heavy drinkers, whereas 8% nationally. And then the same thing with the binge drinking. It's 26%, whereas with the U.S. it's about 18%. So in all categories, you know, just more drinking in Wisconsin than elsewhere in the country.
And Menominee County in Wisconsin emerged as the county with the highest percentage of binge drinkers in the entire country. What do those numbers tell us?
Well, see, again, you're starting with a high rate to overall drinking to begin with. So it's clearly a community where drinking has just become kind of a part of the fabric of the culture, as it is with many communities. But it's already at 52% of the county says that they drink at some point. And then on top of that, you're saying 36% are binge drinkers. So it's a problem that we think that should be considered and looked at and find local-based community solutions for addressing it.
Before we go too much further, we should define what binge drinking is.
So binge drinking, as defined by the CDC, is different for men than for women. You have to have 5 drinks or more if you're a man, and for women it's 4 drinks or more. And what they do is they give you a survey interview, and they say, have you had 5 drinks or more in the past month? Have you had 4 drinks or more in the past month? And if so, then in any one setting, and if so, then you could be considered a binge drinker.
Now, going back to Menominee County, now that county is also home to the Menominee Indian Reservation. Did you see similar patterns for reservations in other parts of Wisconsin and maybe across the country?
We didn't look specifically at reservations. The reservation boundaries can sometimes overlap counties, but we have noticed with alcohol and with other risk factors for poor health that counties that have Indian reservations sometimes have higher rates. So that's true for smoking. It's true in some cases for obesity. So that's a factor that we're aware of.
Now, I don't know, probably not fair to call this a silver lining, but heavy drinking in Wisconsin grew slower than the national average. Is that good news, or is that what you'd expect with a state that already has such high rates?
That's what we would expect at a state that's already has such high rates of drinking, that you know, you're reaching a point where if 67% of the population is already drinking and you have a prevalence of 12% where the U.S. is 8%, I mean, that's kind of what you would expect. At the same time, we would say that's good news. You would like to see trends in drinking probably improve in most parts of the country. And if they're going to be declining, it'd be nice if they would decline rapidly. And if they're going to be increasing, it'd be nice if they increase slowly. It's harder to get an intervention in there to work if the rates are spiraling out of control.
Now, it also looks like 39 of Wisconsin's 72 counties are in the top 5% in the nation in terms of high binge drinking rates. Is that kind of concentration unique to Wisconsin, or do we stand out?
That is a high number, but as you would see, if anyone went to healthdata.org, which is our website where you can find the map that you can interact with to look at the counties in your area, you'd see that there's big concentrations of counties with high rates of drinking, high rates of binge drinking, high rates of heavy drinking throughout the north, throughout the west, throughout the northeast. Really the only spot where you're seeing pretty low patterns of drinking are some parts of Idaho and Utah, and then throughout the south.
We're talking with Bill Hazel from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington about a new study looking at binge drinking and heavy drinking in Wisconsin and the nation. And going national now, the study looked at data from all counties in the nation between 2005 and 2012. What trends are you seeing overall?
concern overall is that we're a country that drinks. And the rates of drinking in the U.S. have remained at about 50% for this entire time period. So what surprised us was that there was a significant rise in the heavy drinking and the binge drinking, and that's primarily being driven by women. So we didn't, when we went into the study, we didn't think that we were going to see that, but we have. I mean, just to give you an example, you've had a 13% increase in Florence County in women in drinking, and so that's pretty significant increase. And then with binge drinking, you've seen a 16% increase among women in Wisconsin, whereas you've seen a 7% decrease in men. So where in the U.S., actually, you saw a 14% increase in binge drinking among women, and you saw a 1.6% increase for men. So not even you're having a decrease in binge drinking among men there, but a big increase among women.
Now, the study doesn't necessarily get into the public health, the sociology of this, but do you have any idea why more women are drinking?
Well, that's been the number one question we've been asked, and I think that what our researchers have said, and the lead researcher on this project used to work at the CDC and actually oversaw the survey that the results are based on. Some of his thinking is about the kind of later trend for women in a number of these risky behaviors that have a bad health impact. So this, we've seen this with smoking, we've seen this with obesity, we've seen this with poor diet, we've seen this with physical activity, that men have adopted some of these unhealthy behaviors sooner and either peaked or started to taper off, like we've seen with smoking. That really big rise in smoking for men, and then it started to taper off. Now, we saw a really big rise in drinking for men, and that has definitely slowed. For women, we're seeing it later. And so we think they're basically just catching up with the men. And it's troubling because not only is it bad, it's bad for the health of women, but it's also bad for the health of women who are pregnant. And so there's all kinds of birth defects and other issues that come from drinking, and then you have that added layer of a problem.
So based on what you're seeing in this study, is it reasonable to say that there should be maybe public health campaigns, public health interventions targeted expressly at women?
We think that makes complete sense. In the same way that you would have a different type of public health campaign to discourage women from smoking or to eat healthier or to exercise more, you might have a different approach depending on whether you're trying to reach an audience primarily women or primarily men. We think the same thing would be true, and it should be true about different age groups. It should be true about different localities. Something that is going to work in Wisconsin is not necessarily going to work in California and vice versa. So we do think these should be locally focused solutions.
Health is part of this, highway safety is part of this, but run us through some of the health issues that are associated with drinking and heavy drinking in particular.
There are cancers that are associated with heavy drinking, including breast cancer. There are cardiovascular diseases, diabetes. In addition, as you mentioned, you have the road traffic accidents. Both people who are drinking and driving and killing and injuring themselves, but also the people that they injure. It makes you at higher risk for sexually transmitted diseases because it leads to riskier sexual behavior. Poor decision-making in a whole range of areas that can lead to injuries. So it's a serious issue, and it's not treated the same way as something like smoking. And we think that there's some cause here for a conversation about whether we need to recalibrate and think about it in more the same way that we think about smoking. We're not saying people shouldn't drink. We're not saying absolutely cut out drinking from your diet. I mean, I think that nobody's really advocating for that. It's not the same thing as with smoking, where no cigarette, we feel like no cigarette's good, and you should never get started. With alcohol, though, we think you need to moderate.
And according to the study, overall drinking is highest in affluent areas, whereas binge drinking, problem drinking, highest in poorer areas. What does that tell us from a social health point of view?
So what researchers have seen with drinking is that drinking tends to rise as incomes rise, and drinking tends to rise as education rises. And the thinking being that you have to have a certain amount of status and a certain amount of income even to want to drink on a regular basis, to have a glass of wine, to go to a bar. But you get to a certain point in your education, your income, where you stop short of crossing over into the heavy drinking category, and definitely the binge drinking category, because it's too risky. You have too much at risk to do that. It doesn't mean there aren't people who are wealthy or highly educated who binge drink or heavy drink. Certainly there are. But that's, in general, the tendency, is that people get enough education, enough income, that they just don't put that at risk.
Now, you get pretty specific by region, by county in this study. Is it enough to pinpoint areas by geography that need more help than others?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, somebody should, if I were in Wisconsin, what I would want to find out is how has Marquette County had such a significant decrease in heavy drinking? So they had a 19% decrease in heavy drinking there. What led to that? Whereas you had women in Adams County had a 73% increase. Overall, as I said, heavy drinking increased 33% among women. So we just think there's some potentially great examples there of how there have been declines that, and the patterns of decline that one could follow and look for solutions and try to replicate those.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
That was Bill Hazel, Director of Communications with the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington.
And now we want to hear from you on this issue. Call in at 800-642-1234. Do you see binge drinking on the rise in your community, in your county, in your social group? Why do you think drinking stands out so much in Wisconsin? As we heard, over half of our counties stand out as in the top 5% in the country in binge drinking rates. We have the highest rate in one county, Menominee County, in the country as well. What would you like to see change in the way we drink and the way we think about drinking? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're taking your calls on drinking in Wisconsin. We just heard an analysis of CDC data says we binge drink a lot in the state. 39 of our 72 counties are in the top 5% when it comes to binge drinking rates nationwide. We have the highest rate in one county, Menominee County. Why do you think we have this tendency to binge drink in the state? What is our drinking culture all about? What drives it? And what does it look like? Is it getting better or worse in your community? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And from that study, some information about other particular counties. Vilas County posted the highest levels of heavy drinking in 2012, and Oneida County experienced the fastest rise in heavy drinking between 2005 and 2012. So if you're from Vilas or Oneida, what do you see there? Any changes there that you've noticed on the ground when it comes to drinking habits? Well, go to our callers now. We've got Adam with us from Gills Rock. Adam, hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I was just going to say that I grew up in Kewaunee County, and I've actually seen a decrease in the amount of binge drinking. I mean, even just looking at, you know, the atmosphere that I grew up in and then what the atmosphere is now, you know, kids are tending to drink less, and then I look at the amount of people even just going out to the bar has decreased. I mean, binge drinking, you know, we may be at the top percentage-wise, but, you know, I see it as, generally speaking, I mean, the numbers have got to be dropping. This may be just regionally, but, you know, I see it as well. I live in Door County now, and I see the same thing.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling with that perspective, Adam. Adam's saying he's seeing a decrease in drinking where he is.
Yeah. Interesting. Thanks. We'll go next to Tony in Delavan. Tony, hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What's your take on all this, Tony?
Well, I mean, I can't be specific as far as what's going on county-wise in the state of Wisconsin in general. I've lived in Wisconsin my whole life, and it's just, the drinking culture just kind of been here. But as far as nationwide, I don't really know what those statistics are either, but my take on this is marketing has an awful lot to do with the increase in binge drinking among women in general, probably college-age women, that sort of thing. Because if you pay attention to what's going on in commercial media and that sort of thing, it seems to me that the commercials, advertising, and that sort of thing have really been promoting a lot as far as, you know, that style of drinking. You know, everything has to be women, and there's more women and men together in these kinds of commercials. And I think, you know, different types of alcohol, like vodka and those kinds of drinks, have become increasingly more popular over and the decades, and so I think that might have something to do with an increase.
Martin, all right, thanks. Tony, thanks for sharing your perspective. I want to get to other callers on this. We are taking your calls. New data shows Wisconsin, very high rates of binge drinking. Many counties around the state are among the highest rates of binge drinking in the country. We want your thoughts on why that is. What makes Wisconsin so prone to binge drinking, alcohol culture in the state, causes, possible solutions, and just your experience, what you see around you in your daily life. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll go to Frederick next in Stamford, Connecticut. Frederick, hello.
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for taking the call. I was intrigued to see that so many of the counties are so high on the list. Is it possible that some externality like the law itself changes the incentives? People figure, oh, I won't forfeit my license for the first DWI or DUI offense, so it's kind of there's less on the line to lose, and thus maybe you would be incentivized to kind of be more extreme in the consumption.
Interesting questions, Frederick, and that's an ongoing discussion here in Wisconsin. We've looked at that a lot here on Central Time, different drunk driving laws introduced and the difficulties with passage and what's effective when it comes to deterring, for instance, at least driving while drunk. Appreciate your thoughts and your calls. And you can join us right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
Go next to Jim in Hurley. Jim, hi.
Hello. My observation of the heaviest drinking is with young to middle-aged people, men and women, and centered around sports, and it's snowmobiling, four-wheeling, sandlot, volleyball, things like that, because the younger to middle-aged people are more likely to be healthy enough to drink to excess, and their sports are centered around the establishments and the activities where there is a lot of drinking.
Interesting point, Jim. Thanks a lot for bringing that up. The volleyball court outside the bar, a pretty common sight around the state, definitely. Thanks for sharing your perspective on that.
And we're going to go next to Ian, joining us in Brookfield. Ian, hi.
Hi. I'm an alcoholic in recovery, and For many years I've been in rehabs and in programs and stuff, and I've just seen a very large increase in my age range. I'm mid-20s and people in recovery, and I don't know if that's just people that are more people getting help or if that's an increase in drinking, but it's also very difficult kind of in Milwaukee to be a person of my age in recovery because a lot of social interactions involve alcohol.
Okay, interesting perspective. Thank you so much, Ian, for calling and sharing your story.
We'll go now as we talk about drinking in Wisconsin and the high rates of binge drinking, according to a new report. We've got Jake with us in Mauston. Jake, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Coming from not being in Wisconsin, I think a lot of problems are actually quite simple. It's the cutoff here is 9 o'clock. Well, if you could just, you know, go get your alcohol, go home, you know, you can do it at your own discretion. Who goes to a bar and just has one drink?
So because people can't purchase bar at a store, a liquor store, gas station, grocery store after 9, you think they're going to the bar and drinking more there than they would have otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, what's your other option? I mean, if you don't have alcohol at your house, you got to go buy it, which is at a bar, after 9 o'clock. I mean, who goes into a bar, honestly, and just has one drink and goes home?
Interesting, Jake. Thanks a lot.
And we're going to go next to Bryce, joining us in Delafield. Hi, Bryce.
Hey, guys. I guess I'd just like to comment from a little bit different perspective. I grew up in North Dakota and have moved to Wisconsin a couple of years ago. And I know the rates, I don't know if you guys have any information on you, but they're probably, you know, fairly high in North Dakota as well. I know Fargo is ranked among, you know, some of the top cities in the nation usually for drunkest city. I think it's kind of similar. It does seem a little bit more over here. Tackle a couple of previous callers' comments. There's just always events that are circling around drinking. Always, fairs and festivals and Packer games and I think it's kind of a perfect storm with the climate that we have, as well as all the different kind of traditions that happen here in Wisconsin, as well as the breweries, really make it kind of convenient, as well as the liquor stores, like you had said, open a lot. You can get easy access to convenience stores serving it. You know, you can get it right in there. A lot of states do not allow that. So I will take my call off the air.
All right. Well, great thoughts, Bryce. Bryce really getting at what he called a perfect storm, alcohol-centric culture, the weather, and sort of a legacy of breweries in the state coming together to help inform that alcohol culture.
Thank you all so much for your observations, your perspectives on this. You can keep it going and find a link to some of the data we've been talking about. Just head over to the Central Time Facebook page and check it out there.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.